Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Every person who's ever come on this earth knows that there is something more to it than them. And if you would stand up and flick on the light and turn on the light and begin to make a stand for things, did you know what? It would resonate on the inside of people that just haven't become reprobate. It would take that little spark and it would fan it into a flame and the thing would begin to grow. But we're often just too afraid to stand up and say the truth lest somebody be offended at it. But God has lighted every man that has ever come into the world. You know, when I was in the Army, some people think, you know, that I never have any contact with unbelievers, and I really don't have as much as most people because I deal with Bible school students all day and staff here and stuff, and I live a pretty isolated life, really. But, you know, I wasn't a preacher all of my life. And when I got drafted and sent into the Army, I was plunged into ungodliness as much as any of you have ever talked about. I've been in the midst of plenty of ungodliness, and I was able to act on what we talked about, and I saw it work. I saw it work. And you know what? I didn't go out and condemn people. Now, I was more condemning back then than I am now, so I'm not saying I did it perfectly, but I was trying to help people and tell them the truth. But when I was in the Army, man, people treated me like the plague. They'd all be in a room talking and stuff, and I'd walk in and you'd hear people going, shh. And they'd just all get quiet and nobody would say a thing and they'd all leave. I'd go into the mess hall and sit down next to somebody and everybody would pick up their plate and leave and just leave me sitting there. And I remember one time I was waiting to get paid. This was in Fort Dix, New Jersey, and it was cold. It was in November and they hadn't issued us a field vac jacket yet. And so all I had on was my fatigues. It was cold. There was 40 of us in a little stairwell that was about 10 foot by 10 foot, and there was 40 of us huddled together down there trying to get out of the wind and stay warm. And so, of course, we were real close to each other, and they were all down there cussing and doing all of this stuff. And there was this one guy, David Posey, who just was blaspheming Christians and saying terrible things. And man, it was getting next to me. It was bothering me. And I was just listening to this guy and I was saying, God, give me an opportunity. You know, based on what we're talking about tonight, I was saying, God, get me out of the salt shaker. Give me an opportunity, amen, to salt this situation, to do something about it, to turn on the light. And all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, this guy who was just cussing God and blaspheming Christianity and everything, he just stopped right in the middle of his tirade and he says, that's no way for a good old Schofield carrying Baptist to talk. And when he said that, I said, you got a Schofield Bible? And he said, yeah, do you? And I said, yeah. I said, you ought to read yours sometime. And he says, what do you mean? And I said, haven't you ever read the scripture out of Matthew chapter 12, verse 35? It says, every idle word that men speak, they'll give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. And boy, this guy got offended. And he started pushing his way through those guys. And he got right up to me. And I said, one other verse. It says in Galatians 4:16, am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? And you know what? That guy, he just stood right up to me, face to face like this. And God just stopped him. And he never said a word. He just turned around and turned his back to me. And we stood there for another 30 minutes. And there was not another word said for 30 minutes. I just stood there with every eye in that place looking at me. But you know what? It began to start having its effect. And that's when those people, I'd walk into the room and they'd all leave. And so during break time, they'd go look at the pornography in the library section. I'd go over to the kids section and I'd be sitting there reading my New Testament. And one time David Posey, this guy, walked around the corner. This was the day before our Christmas leave. And he came walking around the corner and bumped into me and he saw me and he stopped and started to walk away. And then he came back and he said, Womack, you don't believe I'm saved, do you? And I said, I don't know if you're saved, but I said, if you were arrested for being a Christian, I don't believe there'd be enough evidence to convict you. I said, I've been praying that you'd be born again. And he says, I'm a gospel singer. I've sang on stage with the Happy Goodman family. He says, I've traveled. I was a professional gospel singer. I said, that doesn't make you saved. And he started crying. And he said, did you know ever since you spoke to me, and that had been 6 weeks, he says, I haven't slept all night long. He says, man, I've been under conviction. I've started reading my Bible. He says, would you please pray for me? And you know what? For 6 weeks, I got criticism. There wasn't a single one of those guys that I'd walk into the barracks, they'd all leave. I'd go sit down, they'd all leave. In a way, it was nice because I didn't have to listen to any of their ungodliness and stuff. But you know what? There was some preserving that was going on and things were happening. That was the day before we left on our Christmas break. And I talked to him as much as I could. And I said, when we get back from our Christmas leave, I said, I'll talk to you and I'll make sure that you're born again. He is the only person out of 200 people that didn't come back. He got his orders changed and he stayed stateside. And every other one of us went out to Vietnam. And so I never saw him again until I was on television. This is before I was on television on my program. I was a guest on somebody else's and he was in another room. And he heard me talking and he says, I know that voice. And he came running in and saw me talking about the Lord. And I was telling that story about him. And so he called and it turned out that he got born again. He was an associate pastor at Assembly God Church. And he came to one of my meetings and stood up and gave the whole testimony to everybody. You know, a man got born again. His life got changed because I said something. And it cost me... I wasn't one of the guys. While they would all go get drunk and go out to prostitutes, I'd be in the barracks all by myself. It was just terrible. Man, I loved it. It was great. But you see what I'm saying? The Lord is saying that we are the salt and the light of the earth. And when you turn on a light, the darkness has to flee. We need to get more confident of our ability to overcome than the world is. We're being intimidated and put down by the world. And there are people that are afraid to stand up for what is right because it's going to offend somebody. And I'm telling you that there is no other alternative. There is no other plan. We are it. We're God's plan. And we've got to start getting this salt out. We've got to start putting a preserving effect out on the earth. We've got to start speaking the truth. We've got to be light. Let me show you a couple of other verses that Jesus talked about the light here in the third chapter of the book of John. Of course, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. You know why people will reject you and criticize you if you stand up for something and say this is right and something else is wrong? You know why you'll be criticized? Because light exposes what was hiding in the dark. Light reveals. And people who are living in sin, they don't want light shed on what they're doing. They like the darkness. That's what it goes on to say in the next verse. In verse 19? In verse 20 it says, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that loveth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds might be made manifest that they are wrought in God. People who are not seeking after God really, really resent a Christian taking a stand. And basically it's what happens in the court often. that you will see a lawyer, like I remember at the O.J. Simpson trial. I never saw that trial, but I heard people talk about this, that there was this guy who was a friend of O.J. Simpson. Forget his name, but he had really damaging testimony against O.J. Simpson. I believe it probably would have convicted him of murder. Am I getting this right? Did anybody watch this? Of course, nobody's going to admit to it after I built up to that. But anyway, this guy had a condemning testimony that basically would have convicted O.J. Simpson of murder. But what the defense attorney did was put this guy on the stand and show that he had been a corrupt cop, that he had been prejudiced, and they came against his character and basically just chopped him down to where even though his testimony was a condemning testimony, they basically just took away all of his credibility. And it took away the power of his testimony. This is what the darkness tries to do. They don't like you coming in with a standard that makes them look bad. It's a condemning, judging thing. Not that you are judging them or putting them down, but it just shows their error. And their own conscience bears witness. They know in their heart. They know in their heart that being a homosexual isn't right. That killing babies isn't right. People know these kind of things. They know this, but they don't want to focus on it. They want to surround themselves with people who will only agree with their position. They don't want any error exposed. And so if you come out with a standard where you stand for something moral, you know the first thing they'll do is begin to start attacking you and trying to discredit you and to bring you down and break you. And if they can discredit you, well then basically the influence of what you're saying against them ceases to have any impact. Amen? That's the logic behind persecution. Actually, persecution, if you understand it correctly, means that the person who is yelling the loudest is under the most conviction. It's like when you throw a rock into a pack of dogs and one that yelps the loudest got hit.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep gospel truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I want to thank those of you who have become a regular monthly partner with us. Did you know you're the ones who are allowing me to take this truth around the world? We actually only have, I think it's about 9,000 partners that produce somewhere around $200,000 a month, and yet our television bill is around $500,000 a month. The rest of it goes up and down depending on how many people respond. You know what? We need more people to become partners with us. I would like to ask you that if this program is blessing you, if you could see the benefit of this touching other people, then please pray about it and then become a partner with us today.